This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh, cometh, cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Jay Jacobson will be with me tomorrow. We're going to be talking some stuff. Me and I from Franklin Armory. He will be with me. Yes. All right. Well, they've been sitting around. The Democrats have been doing things in the House. They just haven't been doing anything that anybody actually wants them to do. One of their first major moves was to introduce major gun control legislation. And now that they have control, they feel confident that they can pass universal background checks and red flag laws. And our only hope with this is the Republicans in the Senate. And problematically, there are some there that are sort of wishy-washy on some of this stuff. Now, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise wanted to testify before the House Judiciary Committee about H.R. 8 and why he believed the bill would not have done anything to stop the congressional baseball rampage killer that left him wounded. Naturally, they denied him the ability to testify, which forced him to write a scathing letter with his testimony. And even after his powerful words and insight as a gun violence survivor, they continued to move full steam ahead. Last month, Representative Richard Hudson reintroduced the highly anticipated Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act, which would make states recognize each other's concealed carry permits. Now, right now, as it stands, my permit is probably, I think my permit is reciprocated between, it's either 33 or 35 states. So I have reciprocity with most of the United States. National reciprocity would, this would, well, you know, as it stands right now, if you have to know where it's valid. And if you don't know where it's valid, you end up like Shanine Allen, where you go into New Jersey and you get pulled over for a busted taillight. And because you're a law-abiding young lady, you say, "Hi, officers, listen, I have my concealed carry permit. My gun is right here." And then she has to get a pardon from the governor to get out of jail. Now, Steve Scalise wanted to talk to the committee about national carry reciprocity. But the House Judiciary Committee, run by Nadler and with people like Hakeem Jeffries and Sheila Jackson Lee and all these other yahoos on it, they didn't want to hear about it. They aren't. Hudson said Democrats aren't interested in talking about common sense solutions that can actually help prevent gun violence, like supporting local law enforcement, ensuring laws and protocols are followed to spot warning signs, improving mental health care, and implementing national concealed carry reciprocity. And he said that because you can tell that because they don't want to speak to Scalise. He said that was reinforced last week when they blocked my friend Steve Scalise, a survivor of gun violence, from testifying at their hearing because he wanted to talk about his concealed carry reciprocity bill. Today's so-called universal background check bill would have done nothing to prevent recent mass violence events and would only serve to punish law-abiding citizens. "I will continue to stand up against these attempts to restrict our Second Amendment rights," he said. as a pro-Second Amendment advocate, we have to wake up to a certain degree and sort of face some of the music. The Democrats know what they're doing. They know that the policies they're implementing won't make a difference in stopping a mass rampage killing. If they did, they wouldn't feel the need to keep people like Scalise from testifying before their committee. They know that when he spoke with them, he'd be making a lot of sense. And you need to think about that. Democrats like to tear down people. If there's no possible way for you to know how someone feels and understand what they've gone through because they disagree with your outcome, then they break you down. But like saying things, well, you've never been the victim of gun violence. You're not a mother or a father. You're not a minority. They always are seeking some kind of defining factor before they consider your opinion to be valid. When the Democrats kept Scalise from testifying, they knew exactly what they were doing. He couldn't automatically be disqualified for not knowing what it's like to be a victim. They brushed him off because he tears down every single narrative that they have. He's always been pro-2A, and he still is, even after being shot. He's challenging their narrative and their status quo. Normally, with a shooting survivor, with with one of those rampage-killing survivors, when they will trot him out as long as he's going in the right direction. The anti-gunners can't wait to get him out there. You know, if he's out there saying, we need this, we need that. You know, if he's a mini David Hogg, they're good to go. But not if he's not out there going along with the narrative. But it's good that he's challenging the narrative and the status quo, but I got to tell you this, folks. I got to tell you this. We have got to get active. When this next election comes up, we got to take back the House. We got to hold the Senate. I hear all these people, well, you know, out in Arizona, Mark Kelly's going to be doing... Mark Kelly is no more qualified to be a senator than anybody else out there. Mark Kelly is anti-gunning, married to Gabrielle Giffords. He's a former astronaut, and that's it. He's also tried to be a straw purchaser of an AR-15. He tried to do that. He's like, I'm going to do this. And he was doing it to prove a point, but he was breaking the law proving the point. And he should have been arrested for that. Straw purchasing is one of the things that gets guns in the hands of criminals all the time. United, we will stand. And if we, you know, if everybody's going to be out here and be an individual, we will all hang separately. And that's just the simple math of the way things are going to work. These guys have decided right now, they're looking at things and they are angry. Because we dared not listen to them. We elected an outsider to be president. They can get out there and say a lot of things. And the very worst scenario that's going to happen in 2020 is there'll be a bunch of people saying, well, I don't really want Trump to be president, but I don't want any Democrat to be president. And that will be what gets him reelected again. And I'm good. Because the Democrats have, you know, the Democrats are coming out. They want to be the all-master being of time, space, and dimension. They want to control every aspect of your life. They want to control how much you make. They want to control how much you pay, how much you keep. They want to control where you live. They want to control your health. They want to control your thoughts. They want to control your speech. Ballot harvesting, they want to make ballot harvesting a national thing. They want to make red flag laws a national thing. Due process is going to be out the window. Election integrity, what's that? That's what they want. And if we do not get it together and unify really quick, well, we'll be put in a position where we're going to have to fight, literally fight in the street to get it back. How many want to do that? That's my only question. How many actually want to go and see that happen? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory. Well, play Franklin Armory. Come on.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you FranklinArmory.com.
Yeah, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Jay's going to join me tomorrow. I think tomorrow I'm going to start working on the PDWC 11 video that I'm going to be putting up. So anyway, FranklinArmory.com. Somebody is thinking like I am. And they're in Florida. The state of Florida now requires all schools to, well, they always have, I guess. They have at least one armed guard in case of a rampage killer. But one school has decided to go a little further than that, and I wholeheartedly agree with this. They're taking their students' safety very seriously, and they've hired two combat veterans, and they're going to be armed with Kel-Tec RDB bullpup rifles. I'm going to presume that they're using the Kel-Tec and the bullpup configuration because it's shorter and maybe not nearly as, I don't know, it doesn't seem as, I don't know why they're doing it. For me, I'd be running one of these ARs, but it's okay. New York Times reports that Manatee School for the Arts in Palmetto will be making the rounds around school. The guards are going to be going around in body armor, and they'll also be carrying a secondary. They'll be carrying a Glock. And Bill Jones, the principal, Mr. Jones, you get it. He says if a shooter were to come to campus, we're not looking for a fair fight. We're looking at an overwhelming advantage. Now, these two veterans, you know, combat veterans in civilian defense, that is not really a direct translation. Because as a civilian, well, you got to be very, very aware of a lot of things when you get into a gunfight. So these guards, in addition to being combat veterans, were trained by Manatee County Sheriff's Department. They are the only ones in the county to be armed with rifles that will be guarding a school. They will have a guard shack at the entrance, which will be added along with raising the school's fencing by 2 feet. Their training included 132 hours of firearm practice. Mr. Jones said he wanted to hire combat veterans because I don't want this to be the first time they've had someone shooting at them. This law was praised, this new thing put in place at this school was praised by Andrew Pollack. His daughter was one of those killed on Valentine's Day. This is the anniversary of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, by the way, today. I think this is what every school should have. I don't think they have enough. I think they need at least three more people equipped the same way. The principal has a warning for a school shooter. He says, we're going to put them down. That is the only attitude you can have. We can look at these rampage killers. They get studied a lot. They're you know, we try to retrace their steps, with the exception of the Las Vegas rampage killer, which we for some reason don't know nearly enough about. But all the other ones, we retrace their steps, and they identify all the things these guys go through prior to this actually becoming something they do. The only problem is, even in the cases like the Aurora shooter and the Isla Vista shooter and some of the other shooters that have been out there where we knew, well, I mean, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, we knew that this guy was a bad actor. And even though we know this, it still happens. So even in the event where we have had an opportunity to stop something like this, we don't take it. So, the only thing, if we're not going to actually pursue that, then we need to be prepared to pursue the repelling of the attack. And that's where everybody gets sort of squeamish, except for Bill Jones. Bill Jones gets it. And to Mr. Jones, I say thank you, sir, for finally doing this. I mean, a combat veteran, I've been saying for a long time that's what we, and he's equipped them, not necessarily weapons-wise, nothing against the Kel-Tec, okay, but I'd be using a different platform. He may be using that, and, you know, he could actually get a CZ Scorpion in a bullpup configuration that would be a really good rifle, and it's really good in close. But I digress. I digress. You know, what he's done, the fact that he has done it, I can forgive him the equipment choices. So, the only thing, if we're not going to stop them when we have a chance to stop them prior to them taking and acting out on their little fantasy or their little desire, then we're going to have to be prepared to put them down when they come in. And when I say put them down, I mean engage them and stop them, deanimate them, shoot them, kill them. That's what I mean. That's what I mean. The political correctness that is so rampant right now, we don't have the luxury of sitting back and saying, well, you know, maybe we could say this a different way. No, we can't say this a different way. Because right now, they're going to try to restrict everything we say anyway. So we need to be out there and be very bold and very blunt and very deliberate about our courses of action and then just take them and let them sit back and be aghast and let them sit back and say, I can't believe that you... I let them say and believe whatever they want because they're going to anyway. They're certainly going to act on and do whatever they want to do. But at this school, they're not going to have a school shooting. They're not going to have a rampage killer in their midst. They're not. It's not going to happen there. That principle just saved the lives of every student in that school as long as this program is allowed to be the way it is. They will never have to worry about this at all, ever, 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 as long as this program is in place. We should be applauding this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known that I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared, the thing my pops wanted, and all the wisdom he shared, unaware I just...
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives, by a two-thirds majority, passed a resolution condemning hate speech. It started out as a resolution condemning anti-Semitism, but was expanded among disagreements from Democrats. Republican leader and congressman from California, Kevin McCarthy.
I hope you've seen from the action on this side of the aisle of where we stand. We didn't have to have a resolution, but when it came to the floor, we voted for it. We took action before it came to the floor, and it wasn't simply, please apologize. It didn't have to be this hard.
President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is suing the Trump Organization for nearly $2 million. The suit claims the company stopped paying Cohen for legal expenses in December of 2017. And the Dow lost 200 points today to close at 25,473. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Beating on the air drum again. That's me. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. What have I done here? Anyway, I don't know what I've done here. I've messed something up. So, that can't be done. I was talking earlier about... when I had Chad Larson on the show, I had him on here, and we were discussing what's going on. Look at what I did. I just messed that up. Gosh. Got to do a quick fix here, if you would be so kind. I was discussing the what's going on as far as the attorney general at in Washington State is warning the sheriffs. I have never heard that before. I've never heard a attorney general warn sheriffs before. That bothers me a great deal. So, knowing that, I decided to look a few things up, and we'll look into this in just a minute. But back in November, 60% of the voters there passed I-1639, a ballot initiative. And what did they do? They raised the age someone can purchase a rifle at 21. They created an enhanced background check system similar to what is used for handguns, which I don't know that that exists. They may have been told they created that. I thought the background check was essentially the same. But, you know, they required a person to complete a firearm safety training course. They're trying to be California. They created a common stand for secure gun storage. Sheriffs across the state have refused to enforce the law, saying they believe it violates residents' Second Amendment rights. Spokane Sheriff Ozzy Nezovich has received death threats over this position. Death threats to the sheriff. What kind of citizens are you people? What kind of citizens are you people nowadays? You're threatening the sheriff? Really? That's interesting. I've never heard of that one before. So, here, Attorney General Bob Ferguson, Tuesday, released a letter he penned for the sheriffs throughout the state, basically telling them they have a legal obligation to enforce the law. So, dated February the 12th, open letter to Washington sheriffs and police chiefs refusing to enforce Initiative 1639. Numerous sheriffs and police chiefs have stated that they will not implement or enforce the initiative. I want to share my thoughts on this important issue, which affects both the safety of our communities and respect for the rule of law. Now, here we go. This is where we get to sit back and go, this is really interesting there, dude. So you're interested in the rule of law, you say. Normally, the rule of law would be based on Heller, wouldn't it? Because that's the rule of law. Heller's the rule of law. But we have a little selective memory going on here, so... Obviously, this guy really wants to see this get in here. He said, I will defend Initiative 1639 against any legal challenge. My office defeated the legal challenge to the previous gun safety initiative passed by the people, and I am confident we will defeat any constitutional challenge to Initiative 1639 as well. Local law enforcement officials are entitled to their opinions about the constitutionality of any law, but these personal views do not absolve us of our duty to enforce Washington laws and protect the public. I would like to focus on one component of the Initiative 1639 in which you play a vital role and have a legal obligation. Effective July the 1st, Initiative 1639 requires enhanced background checks for the purchase of semi-automatic assault rifles, which are identical to the enhanced background checks currently required for all handgun purchases in Washington State. Just like handgun purchases, local law enforcement officials are required to perform these background checks. Maybe that's what that is. I have no idea. Let's see if that what they have to say. Local law enforcement has been performing these enhanced background checks for all handgun purchases in Washington State for many years. These enhanced background checks keep guns out of the hands of dangerous individuals who lawfully cannot own firearms because of a mental illness or criminal record. Wrong. Wrong. Those enhanced background checks keep a criminal from buying a gun at an FFL. Or anywhere else that would do a background check. It does not keep them from getting a gun. But I digress. He continues on. As far as I know, no Washington sheriff or police chief has refused to perform these enhanced background checks for handguns. Why refuse to perform them for semi-automatic assault rifles? I am deeply concerned that the failure of local law enforcement to perform Initiative 1639's background check requirement will jeopardize public safety in our state by allowing the sale of semi-automatic assault rifles to dangerous individuals not lawfully allowed to own a gun. I am going to have to find out what this enhanced check is. He said state law provides immunity to local law enforcement officers who run these checks in good faith. However, in the event a police chief or sheriff refuses to perform the background check required by Initiative 1639, they could be held liable if there's a sale or transfer of a firearm to a dangerous individual prohibited from possessing a firearm and that individual uses that firearm to do harm. So in short, the taxpayers of your city or county assume the financial risk of your decision to impose your personal views over the law. He's missing a very vital point. Outside your legal obligation to perform the background checks, you have discretion, of course, to prioritize your resources. This is a trust placed on you by the Washingtonians you serve. Enforcement discretion, however, cannot subvert the rule of law. All Washingtonians, including those of us in government, are equally subject to the law. analogies to marijuana and immigration laws enforcement are misplaced. This is not a situation where the federal government is trying to force the state to enforce federal laws. Rather, Initiative 1639 was submitted to the people of Washington and was adopted as state law by nearly 60% of the people. No action by city council or county commission can change the state law or the responsibilities and duties that the law vests in Washington's law enforcement agencies. I am personally deeply opposed to the death penalty and have maintained reservations about its constitutionality for many years. But my personal feelings about the death penalty did not impact my duties as Attorney General. Last October, our state Supreme Court unanimously ruled in the State versus Gregory that Washington's death penalty was applied in an arbitrarily and racially biased manner. Till the Gregory decision, my office continued to defend the death sentence in federal courts when death row inmates filed appeals, even after the governor announced his moratorium. I did this out of respect for the rule of law, and at the same time, I proposed legislation to the state legislature to abolish the death penalty. He proposed legislation, the Attorney General. That's not his job. This is what it all boils down to. He's taking the high road, and he's saying, you have a moral obligation to you know, that's your job. So, the hypocrisy. Do you see the stark hypocrisy here? The very stark hypocrisy. All of these sheriffs got elected, too. Boss, I don't know. Does the Attorney General get elected in Washington State? I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
The home of the binary trigger, the home of Providence, and the home of the Reformation. And tomorrow, Jay Jacobson will join us. This is the anniversary of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School's the rampage killing there. The shooter there, he was the byproduct of the It Takes a Village mindset, if you will. The It Takes a Village guaranteed to fail Democrat outcome-based nonsense. I was about to say something bad that they'd have to bleep out. 1 year later, nobody really has been held accountable, and the Democrat anti-gun cult has strengthened. Most of the same dysfunctional officials in charge at the time of the shooting are still running the dystopian show in Broward County, which is Florida's version of New York City and San Francisco. There is one positive exception. The Broward County Sheriff, Scott Israel, was removed last month from his post by newly elected Governor Ron DeSantis. Israel, whose monthly salary was $16,000, is appealing his exile. Parkland was a perfect storm of collective failure. The FBI failed to follow up on Cruz on several occasions. Obama educational standards enacted without Congress's approval and designed to reduce minorities' encounters with law enforcement peddled lax disciplinary standards for troubled students. The Broward County Public Schools were aware for over a year of Cruz's school shooting obsession. And not only did Israel's deputies fail to act on several tips about Cruz's alleged violent tendencies, but they also failed to act the day of the massacre. Post-Parkland, Israel proclaimed himself an amazing leader. in the aftermath of an event like this, as shocking as it is difficult to view events through the lens of real time. As law enforcement and Parkland officials were receiving tips and statements from Cruz's classmates. This was smaller in scale than the September 11, 2001 Islamic terrorist attacks. Same questions were asked about Parkland, though. What went wrong, and how do we prevent this from happening again? Now, to be sure, it would be accurate to say that local law enforcement was somewhat limited in their ability to stop Cruz due to state laws that make it difficult for police to arrest those who make threats against non-family members or non-specific targets. And there is some legislation to broaden the law enforcement preemptive powers. But how Democrats respond to tragedies is their Rorschach test. You know, where you look at the ink blot test. The legacy of the Broward schools, its superintendent, Robert Runcie, in Israel, is that they attempted to cover up their absolute egregious incompetence by exploiting the tragedy in an attempt to further infringe upon our God-given constitutional guaranteed Second Amendment right. Runcie claimed he was unaware of Cruz's threats to shoot up the school, and that is astounding. Considering that Broward schools have the highest rate of students who brandish weapons on school grounds among all South Florida school districts. It takes a village, remember this. Some Parkland parents took their traumatized kids and shoved them into the role of activists and force-fed them the usual Democrat and DMIC, or Democrat Media Industrial Complex, lies, myths, and conspiracy theories of the anti-gun cult. And these sycophantic DMIC fawned all over them. And we shouldn't be angry at the kids who've been initiated into the anti-gun cult. They've been duped into believing that they're gun policy and Bill of Rights experts who really know what James Madison meant when he penned the Second Amendment. Parkland is a city of 24,000, mostly upper middle class and affluent Caucasian people, white. While it's not quite as blue as the rest of Broward, it's still primarily a Democrat city. Its mayor and city council are nonpartisan, although we know there's really no such thing as nonpartisan. But its state senator, state house representative, and U.S. representative, Ted Deutch, are all Democrats. You'll recall Deutsch's appearance at CNN's town hall a few weeks after the shooting, which gave him a primetime platform to promote his weapons of war nonsense. I'm not. This is not me saying that they got what they deserved. I have two sons and a daughter and four grandchildren. And as, you know, as that father, grandfather, what they're going through, I can't possibly imagine. But I can tell you this, that this rampage killer sicko should never have been able to make his way onto the school grounds because he didn't attend the school. If a district can't stop known potential violent offenders, why should anyone trust them to stop unknown potential offenders? Some of the parents were asked pre-school rampage killing. They were asked if they would have agreed with moderate to heavy security at all entry and egress points in the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas campus. And everybody said no. Such security is found only in schools in the ghetto, they said. And Parkland isn't the ghetto. They have a household median and annual income of $131,340, with an estimated median house value of $596,212. The 2016 census tells us so. These are the same parents that also later said that complete strangers still have unhindered access to school grounds most of the day, save for the occasional patrol of local police and school resource officers. What about armed teachers, which was actually a recommendation of the Parkland Commission report? I get that they have a little bit of ambivalence about Army teachers, but for the Obamas and Clintons and Bloombergs of America, who are adamantly opposed to armed teachers and access to firearms for school personnel, why is it that when they visit a school or a hospital or a place of worship, they take their Secret Service detail or their armed bodyguard or their security detail? We're never going to know if an armed teacher or staffer had been in the immediate vicinity of Cruz when he began to fire, what would have happened. But chances are he would have been stopped. And there would have been zero or fewer victims. The Parkland Rampage killing was bloody raw red meat for the Democrats and for the DMIC because it occurred in a place where it wasn't supposed to. A Tony progressive white Democrat locale. Shootings in Baltimore, Newark, or Chicago, or some other city run by supermajority Democrat rule for tens of thousands of consecutive days, that's business as usual, just another day in the ghetto. But the it takes a village concept. The outcome results in kids killing kids, and Republican conservative communities are in no way immune to violent crime, but time and time again it's been proven beyond a reasonable doubt that whenever the Democrats control the local power structure, government, and education, death and suffering are present. Tomorrow on the show, I'll be joined by Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns and Jay Jacobson from Franklin Armory. Between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment. We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.